This is Paloma, and today I'm speaking with Jody from Roger Loves Betty.
Okay, hi, I'm Jody from Roger Loves Betty.
All the polka dots that roll around the hillside, from the morning till the night, and from there they could look across the valley at the mist made by the stripes. So purple down today is a haven for the spots and dots from all around the world. The living.
My first question is actually a story. I'll start and then I'll have you finish the story. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Jody and a guy named Tim, and one day they decided that they would form a band called Roger Loves Betty. Now you fill in the rest.
Okay, it was the most obvious thing to do, as they both love to sing and write songs, and especially love to sing together, which they had been doing for about the last 15 years. And, they decided to form a band because it's very difficult putting out albums when you have two children and lots of other stuff going on all the time. So we decided to join forces instead of being two solo artists to start putting out our albums together. It just made a lot of sense, because we always used to play on each other's albums anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So Roger Loves Betty began. We've actually been doing it for quite a while. It just took us about a year and a half to think up a name.
Great. Well, it sounds like a smart idea.
Yeah, it does. It just, I don't know why we didn't do it years ago.
So tell me about how the two of you function as a team.
It's just like breathing, really. We mm-hmm. just function perfectly. We kind of, Tim's sort of, it's been revealed to us as we've been teaching ourselves how to use Pro Tools and recording from home, that Tim's actually really great at production and studio work and arrangements and that kind of thing, kind of being the overseer of the whole production. Even though we both write songs and sing and, you know, really equal on all those fronts, Tim's kind of got a more organized brain to take care of all of the technical side of things. So that's good. I'm happy about that. But we just, basically, we can take over where the other one leaves off. Like, we'll have our songs written, which we basically write separately, but we help each other
mm-hmm.
as well with any parts that need fine-tuning. And if we're in the studio, we're interchangeable with our backing harmonies,
mm-hmm.
with string arrangements, with anything, really. Someone could be working on something, say, oh, I've got to go out for a couple of hours, can you take over? And the other person can continue the string arrangement or harmonies. So we don't even have
That's
to talk
great.
About stuff, really, anymore.
Wow.
And because we live together and work mm-hmm. together, and it just happens really naturally.
Wow.
It's great. It's so enjoyable.
I can hear that in your music that I've listened to so far. It just sounds... I'm terrible. I make a terrible music critic because I like things because I like the way they make me feel, and it just feels comfortable.
Well, that's great.
I can feel that you're comfortable together.
Yeah. Well, I'm like that as well, you know. You either like it and it feels good or it
mm-hmm,
doesn't.
Right.
And, you know, what else is there from music that you can get, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can appreciate things that are clever or coming from some place that is, you know, they've obviously made a great effort to create. But it either feels right or it doesn't, really.
Mm-hmm. All right, so since he's not here yet, would you please describe Tim to me?
okay.
And he'll have a chance to describe you in a moment.
Well, he's tall and gorgeous, and he wears glasses, and he's quite a unique character. He's the most sort of free-thinking person I think I've ever met. And he's incredibly talented. And, well, you know, I could just gush for hours. he's great. Yeah.
All right. If I asked you to write a microwave recipe, that would yield...
A microwave recipe.
A microwave recipe. that would yield Roger Loves Betty, what ingredients would you use? Like, what things could I cook together in a microwave to get the two of you to pop out?
Well, you couldn't use a microwave. It just wouldn't be right. You'd have to use, like, a gas oven or put us on the barbecue.
That's awesome. All right, so your songs are all very beautiful and sweet. What inspires you the most in terms of experiences or sights or sounds?
Well, just love, really, and learning in life. And just the journey of life, that's all the inspiration you need, really. And that tends to be what we write about, and what hangs together the best, because we both write all kinds of songs as well, you know, other songs apart from what ends up on a Roger Loves Betty album. So I think for Roger Loves Betty, it's definitely songs that are about learning things from life and trying to apply it and you know, make a better life for yourself and those around you every day that you can. And that I think that's what all the songs kind of reflect, about being honest and about thinking creatively and being free. That's what it's all about.
Very nice. So if you could have a look inside the brains of any three musicians or artists or writers, living or dead, who would you choose?
David Lynch. He'd have to be one of the most interesting. Woody Allen and Mike Lee. I haven't mentioned any musicians because, I don't know, I guess I find film directors, it's something I don't do, so it's something I know less about. And I just think it's such a huge thing to do, to make a film. But yeah, those three people, their ideas, I think, are the most inspiring to me.
All right, well, on that note, if I connected a cable between your brain and a television screen, what would I see and hear?
Well, you would hear some static, for sure, and possibly a choir of angels, and then a little bit of screaming for an interlude. And then we would try to reduce it all down to beautiful bird noises in the forest.
So what was the first song that you lip-synced in front of the mirror? Yes. We all stood in front of a mirror and lip-synced a song. Do you remember?
I think Help by the Beatles.
That's great.
Well, I know it's the first song that I learned that was a real pop song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. So tell me what's coming up on the horizon for you guys.
We're mastering the album on Monday, so then it'll be all ready to go, and we're kind of going to look around for labels, but we're fully prepared to put it out all ourselves, you know, through the internet and all of that stuff. But we'll just see what happens. And we plan for it to come out in February and do lots of shows. We want to play in beautiful theatres. That's the goal.
Very nice.
And hopefully we'll come over there and play.
Well, I hope
will.
So. You will.
We absolutely will.
Yes, you must.
I have a lot of family over there, so it's, you know, we'll be coming over there next year anyway.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, hopefully you can make it out to Southern California.
Well, that's where my family are.
Oh, perfect.
I grew up there till I was six. And then we used to come there for Christmas. And yeah, so I love it. I know it well.
Great. Yeah, it's a good place to be.
It is. It's beautiful.
All right, so the last question before I ask for Tim. Will you please give me your best pirate impression?
Oh, I know a pirate joke.
That's fine. A pirate joke is fine.
I'm trying to remember it. except I can't remember it. This is frustrating.
Do you want to
me hearties.
That was perfect.
Oh, that's going to have to do. Okay. Well, do you want me to put Tim on?
Yes, please.
Hello.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So I'm going to ask you the same questions that I've just asked Jody. This is going to be like, we had an old television show here called The Newlywed Game.
Oh, yeah.
They would take couples and separate them and ask them the same questions and see how their answers. That's good. So you weren't listening, were you?
No, I was doing other things.
Okay, well, let's see if you tell me the same story.
Okay.
First of all, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Tim Oxley.
First thing I'd like you to do is complete a story for me. And I'll start the story, and as soon as I stop talking, then you go ahead and pick up. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Jody and a guy named Tim. One day they decided they would form a band called Roger Loves Betty.
And they recorded a beautiful album together. They'd been playing together for, been married for 5 years, but known each other for about 18 or so. I'm not quite sure of the number. We'd known of each other for a long time, and here and there we'd play on each other's albums or sing a harmony here and there. And then we played in rock and roll bands for years and years until we got into our mid-30s, and we decided to put the acoustic guitar on and turn down the Marshall stack and relax a bit. But we still do play rock music sometimes. We've recorded a few rock songs in the recording studio. But we've been hanging around together as a married couple now for five. We'll be together for 6 years in October.
Wow.
September, I think it is. And we've been doing a lot of recording in 6 years. Jody did a solo album called For Lovers, Artists and Dreamers. And I did a little EP for Laura and Brulia over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did my own solo album in Thurule, and we moved to Tasmania for a year and did a bit down there, finished it off down there. And after that, it was the Girls from the Clouds who played drums in a band with Jody and this other lady, Trish. And they were a popular band in the early 90s playing some rock and roll. And we did an EP. And during that last couple of years, Jody and I have been working away at an album together and forming a little group. We thought we might as well just form a little band. Our solo albums were coming out, and I'd play with her anyway, and she'd play with me, so we thought, let's just forget the solo thing and just form a little group. So we did that, and we're about to master our album on Monday. And we're very excited about it. It's very lush.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the story so far. I've probably missed out a few things.
No, it was a much longer story than Jody told me.
Oh, was it?
Yes. You'll have to wait till you hear this interview to compare notes. But it was roughly the same story. But yeah, yours was
okay.
A little longer. So tell me about how the two of you function as a team.
We jumped in the deep end with the recording gear, the Pro Tools, about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us knew how to use it. We thought, oh, we'll just buy it and go for it. And we just got tips here and there from people. I still don't know a lot of stuff on there, but the basic things, all the things we need to do to record and panning and volumes and mixing and all that kind of thing. So I do a lot of... somehow I'm able to figure out and remember a lot more than Jody in the system, whereas Jody does a lot of songwriting. I do a bit of songwriting as well, quite a bit, but Jody just churns them out, and we work together well. That's why we're doing it together.
Mm-hmm. makes perfect sense.
Yeah, well, Jody might be in the studio all day, and then I'll come in and sing some harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
And then make up another little section of a song in the song, and add a couple of bits, and the song turns out really nice. But sometimes we just do too much on the song, and we have to pull it back. So we just want to keep going, harmonies, harmonies, harmonies everywhere. I think we do work well as a team, and we have our moments though. When you might be a little bit tired, we've got a couple of kids, so. Sometimes if you're a bit tired, but you think you should be in the studio, you really shouldn't be in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's, doing something else is a better way to go.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, both of us have been in the studio separately different times throughout the last couple of years, probably a dozen times each, and those dozen times each didn't work because we're either too tired or... thinking we had to go into the studio and complete or keep going instead of, going in there when you felt really good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd go in there when you feel really good, I think a lot can get a lot more done.
Well, sure, certainly. But would you please describe Jody for me?
Oh, so much fun. Jody is very gentle and very calm and very beautiful. And she's writes really lovely melodies and great lyrics. And she's just a wonder. She's a really, really calm, lovely person. And she's wonderful to be around. How's that?
That's perfect. She had some very nice things to say about you, too.
Oh, does she?
But you'll have to hear that later. If I asked you to write a microwave recipe, that would yield Roger Loves Betty. What ingredients could I cook together in a microwave to get the two of you to pop out?
Wow, that's pretty interesting. Well, I'm not into microwave cookery, but I thought that was for old people.
It is, but it's fun to put tinfoil and metallic things in the microwave.
I put watched eggs explode in the microwave.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I'd reckon some frozen peas, and I'd put them in some water in a bowl and add a few carrots. It's very Australian. It's old English, kind of, because we're an English colony. It's peas and carrots. You got to get them like peas and carrots, you know. It's a staple diet of Australians from the 60s to now. I think it's still going. It must be. We still do it. So, yes, frozen peas into a bowl with some carrots and 30 seconds, I reckon. 30 seconds in the microwave, and out comes those beautiful, delicious peas and carrots. Add a little bit of butter and a little bit of salt and scrumptious.
That was very precise. 30 seconds. Very good. Okay, if
so
you could...
Jody said.
No, she... I won't tell you. You'll have to hear it.
I'll find out later.
You'll find out. She'll tell you.
Okay.
If you could have a look inside the brains of any three musicians, artists, or writers, living or dead, who would you choose?
Inside the brain?
Uh-huh.
Of any artist?
You could slice their brain right in half and take a look.
Well, I wouldn't want to look inside Brian Wilson's brain, because I can tell by how he's on the outside that probably not a lot there. But, a few black spots. Let me think. I'd like to look inside Jimi Hendrix's brain. Because I think he made up melody. A lot of guitar melody. A lot of it came from him, out of his brain. He's playing everything backwards, play with his five fingers, it was like he had six. But it definitely have to be Jimi Hendrix, I think. He was great. Still is.
Okay, if I connected a cable between your brain and a television screen, what would I see and hear?
Lots of crazy things. It would be like a, depending on the day or the night or the hour or the minute, you may see all sorts of different things. Sometimes it would be scary scenes in a David Lynch movie. Other times it would be a little episode of Boo Bars.
Oh, I love Boo Bars.
Could be Boo Bars. It could be David Lynch's scary scene. And sometimes it can be nothing. The actual word. Nothing.
What would be the color of the background of nothing?
I think it would be blue. But the word would be pretty... It would stand out as black. But when I don't want to think of anything, when I've had enough of the world, I sit there and I focus on the word nothing.
Really? Wow.
And it works.
I have to try that. Because I've tried to think of nothing, but I've never thought of thinking of the word nothing.
Yeah, well, think of the word nothing. Picture it written across the front of your brain. And that blue background. And you'll have a great time. Or, you know, your brain might like to choose a different color.
Yeah, I might pick a different color.
Yeah.
Pink, maybe, but I don't know. I'll have to decide that later. This interview is not about me thinking of nothing. So what is the first song that you learned to sing or that you remember singing? Maybe as a child.
My sister wrote a song called Biscuits and Tea. Can't remember the words. It was something like, the melody went, da 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 da, help myself, yeah, I help myself to biscuits and tea, oh yeah. That's it.
That's great.
That's the first thing I remember about music.
Wow. That's a great memory.
I was seven, six.
Really? Mm. Wow. So tell me what's coming up on the horizon for Roger Loves Betty.
Well, we've got a release in February, late February, and we're just excited about releasing it and touring. And this is the hardest part, I guess. Well, the most fun part is the creation of the project.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hardest part is actually getting it to the people. But fortunately for us, we found a lady that's a manager. She's our new manager.
Mm-hmm.
And she's working really well as a team.
Oh, good.
And we've got some different people doing film clips for us, and we're going to build it up to this big hype thing.
Well, that's what it takes.
I know, the album's finished, but we're releasing it in 6 months or whatever, mm-hmm. whenever late February is from now. Just to, you know, gain interest, and we're going to do it, go out and do shows and
mm-hmm.
build it up, and, you know.
Great.
Otherwise, it was learned from the past. We've released solo albums uh-huh. and they just fizzle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to do something.
You have to get everyone to look forward to it.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's that anticipation.
Yeah, it costs a bit of money to do that as well. So we've just got to look into ways of getting our music out there as far, you know, to as many people as possible. But besides that, we've started recording a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple of things on the go there. But we're thinking about, we really like heavy metal music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're thinking of doing a heavy metal album next.
Wow.
Sounds
like fun.
We love it. Yeah. So combining this kind of music we have now with heavy uh-huh. metal, you know, it'll be very melodic, very melodic heavy metal with a lot of harmony.
Well, I can't wait to hear that.
That'll be fun.
It does. It sounds like fun. So my last question is a fun question. You should be excited about it. Are you excited?
I was excited about all the questions.
Okay, great.
I'm even more excited about this one.
This is the best one. Please give me your best pirate impression.
Arr, Squiddy. Can't we just be friends?
Now, what kind of a pirate was that one? So what kind of pirate wants to be friends with anyone? A nice pirate.
Oh, he's just a sneaky pirate.
A sneaky pirate?
Trying to lure them in to stab him in the back.
I see. Well, thank you so much, Tim. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you.
If you have something to say, then go on and say it.